Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Yes, I was wondering, what company are you? Because I see charges for something, and I don't know what it's for. So I just want to check.
All right. Well, we are a third-party call center that's sent in for multiple online merchants. I can see if we have an account for you in our system.
Okay.
All right. May I have your zip code, please?
94519.
Right, that was 94519. And that first mm-hmm. and last name?
Stanley Chang.
All right, Mr. Chang, looks like we do have an account for you for security purposes. Can I get you to verify that shipping address on file for me, please?
3105 Amino Road, Conga, California, 94519.
Thank you for that. And allow me one moment, just waiting for everything to load up here. All right. Okay, so this looks like this was for a technical bag. I see the order was placed back on the 10th of June, in which you paid the $574 to receive. And it also looks like that technical bag was a gift welcoming you onto an online discount store, in which they sent out a voucher for $125 for you to be able to use that coupon to shop on their site. So it looks like it was a discount membership fee, which was the $67.32 that you were billed on the 17th.
So that's how they scam me. Okay. So how do I cancel it? Because
I can go ahead and get that canceled for you today.
Yeah, and they've got $574. They got two other charges on that. All right, for previous ones.
One back on the 15th of June. So looking at the account, it looks like at the time that was on a 5-day trial period. And once that trial period was over, except there was no cancel to that membership, they did bill that first fee. And then back on the 17th of this month, they billed the second fee.
Right. I like to cancel both. It may be my error in terms of never looking at that fine print in terms of skipping out on that membership fee. It's a scam.
All right. Give me one moment as I get that account canceled for you.
And we'll get a refund on those 2 months?
All right. I can speak to the supervisor and see if I can do that most recent charge. That would be the most that I'll be able to refund back if that most recent. So give me one moment and let me speak to the supervisor to see what I can do for you.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just letting you know, I'm still here, sir.
Okay, because what's even more interesting, I didn't give him this credit card number.
Let's see.
Now, I recall getting the bag, so, you know, and I did receive that, but I did not Give them. I should have to double check because sure I didn't give them this credit card because I don't use this one that often.
Okay, so looking at the original order, the last four digits of the credit card that was used was 2119.
So saying that that's this one.
Yes, sir.
Or yeah. Okay. Hmm.
All right, give me one moment. Let me check about that refund, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, so I did speak to the supervisor about the refund. He did say that I can do a courtesy refund on today of 50% off that charge.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, and allow it 2 to 3 business days to go back into the account. And I also now have that account canceled. That will put a stop to any future billings. And I also have a confirmation number for you as well.
Sure, can you just email me that information?
Yes, sir. All righty. Well, we got you all squared away.
Great. Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.